is magic.
And it's complete for the touchdown. Corbett, the rookie from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giants Stadium.
But short of a first down, Wayne Corbett. Corbett was able to work free. What a move by Wayne Corbett.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Corbett and Robbie Sabo.
And welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast. And yes, it was a hiatus. All my fault. Don't blame Wayne. You know, I was on Asman's show, Jake Asman, earlier today. Again, I told everyone, don't blame Jake. It's all my fault. And Wayne, how did you make it through without me the last 3-4 weeks?
I missed you, man.
Yeah.
You know, my Jets talk, you know, a lot of stuff happening. You know, I was kind of curious what you're feeling about it. So we'll get into all that draft, obviously. But what's the latest news in free agency and franchise tags and all that stuff?
So what I heard was Evans first. It was reported, I think, by Diana Rossini that Evans was going to test free agency.
Right.
A week later, he's now going to return to Tampa. Pittman.
That's bargaining right there.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to test the waters, you know, this and that, you know, and then you get an offer and a top. Supposedly, it's the biggest contract for someone like his age or something like that. But I think he's got 1,000 yards receiving it every year of his career. I mean,
yeah.
Is he a potential Hall of Famer? I mean, he got a Super Bowl ring.
He might be. I mean, you got to think at some point they're going to have to skew these new guys with the stats. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. So it makes sense that Evans will be a Hall of Famer for sure. But
one more question.
Would he have pulled up these stats in your day is the question. Yes, but not to the same degree.
How about this? Is there an asterisk on records that are set in a 17-game season?
No.
Also, they're thinking about 18 games, which is just too much. Too much on the body. But like 17 games, that's an additional 100 yards maybe, 6-7 catches. So, you know, and obviously, you know, 2,000 yards rushing isn't going to be as, you know, difficult as it was with that extra game.
This is why I did not want to see them go 17 games. It screws up everything.
Yeah.
You know, once upon a time, it was 14 games. Even before that, I think it was 12. But that was way, way in the distant past. 14 in the 60s when the AFL was around. Went to 16. Okay, I could deal with 16. But 17, and you knew, listen, the NFL has been pushing 18 for a while. Right. I don't think a lot of people realize this. They've been pushing for 18 to try to push the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend and make it a national holiday and let everyone have off on that Monday.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but 18 is a lot. So
yeah. But two preseason games then. Guys like myself, younger guys and free agents, you know, and veteran free agents, there's no chance to really prove yourself. And then for the older guys, there's no chance to get in game shape.
What would you do this? Would you be okay with it if each team had two byes and the preseason was still four games?
Yeah, at least three games. You need two, you know, you need the first one. Okay. Second one, you know, after halftime, the starters come in. And then in the third one, generally you rest guys. So I don't know. I'm curious what the fans think about it.
I think you got to have two byes with 18 weeks. That's a for sure thing. And the players are going to get something really good out of it. I'll say this, the downside is the players, the NFLPA for the 17 game schedule got the lighter practice workload. And
every
that hasn't been good
practice
for
is pads. Yeah. It's ridiculous. This is interesting. Dakota says, imagine Wayne in his prime next to Garrett Wilson with a healthy Rodgers, competent O-line.
You'd have 100 catches.
Imagine Wayne in his prime next to Laverne's Coles with a healthy Vinny Testaverde. I'll take that. We'll get me and Garrett and Laverne's and Santana and keep Vinny or Chad in there. That's a squad.
With Fabini and Mawai and who else do you have? Dave Zott.
Randy Thomas, Zott.
Yep.
McKenzie.
Bunch of guys.
Yeah,
that O-line was tremendous.
We had I saw him at the last game. Kerry Jenkins, McKenzie. He went, there was some studs. There was some studs on that team.
You know, it's funny, the Mangold Brick line gets more fanfare from the fans because of those two names, and it happened more recently.
Gotcha.
You forget about the Mawai lines because Fabini doesn't have the name value of Brick, but Fabini was phenomenal. And yeah. McKenzie was phenomenal. He won a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Yeah.
So, you know, that line was just as good, I think.
Yeah. Is your dog chewing on a squeaky toy?
You heard that? come on.
Now. I'm like, I hear a squeaky toy, and I know it's not my dog.
Yeah. Now I'm pushing it with my foot. It's ankle exercises.
Oh my God. So so he's gone. So left is Devontae. They said Devontae's not getting traded for nothing.
Evans, so you got back.
Ridley, you get Pittman. I heard they're franchising him or signing him.
Yep.
T. Higgins. I hope they don't go for someone that's just, you know, a two or a three on the team they're on, and a three trying to make him a two or whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be tricky. This happens every year, and some fans are prepared for it. You know, the names in January and February are a lot, but then it gets dwindled down by the time the new league year starts, which is pretty much here. You know, what is it, next week, I think? So the names that are out there now are OBJ, no thanks, Curtis Samuel, solid vet. I don't know if he fits the Jets offense. Tyler Boyd, very underrated. And that's pretty much since he had a decision to make up against the cap. Boyd and more space or Higgins and less space. And they went Higgins and less space. You got MVS. The hot names right now are Kendrick Bourne. Yeah, New England.
He's a special teamer that's done stuff. You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
It's not impressive.
His only great year pretty much was this past year, and I don't know if you can call it great. It's a stretch, but they didn't really have much else. Josh Reynolds from Detroit, Hollywood Brown.
Samuel's a gimmick guy. Jet sweeps.
Yeah.
Boys of three.
Yep.
Scantlings. What was with? Rogers. Dude, there's nobody on this list.
And here's the thing.
I really care about.
Hollywood. Here are the two to think about, Wayne. Hollywood Brown, who's not a bigger prototype, but he's a deep threat. And he serves that purpose in terms of a deep threat. They don't have a deep threat. And Ridley. Those are pretty much the two names right now.
Yeah, but Hollywood's not a inside the 10 kind of guy. Ridley is sick routes. And I've seen film on him. A curious question right here, but we'll get back to this. Mm-hmm. Dakota said, basically saying, you know, if it wasn't for a great Ray Lewis in Baltimore defense, the Giants would have five rings. I'm thinking this. What would it be if you eliminate the dynasty of the Patriots? Would we have a chance? Other teams would have a chance. It's kind of like growing up being a Knicks fan thinking, what if Jordan was around all those years?
Oh, man.
And it was just us and the Celtics and the Pistons. It's like we came along at the wrong time with Brady, just like they came along the wrong time with Jordan. That's a good question.
Yeah, my childhood would have been 10 times happier if Jordan didn't exist.
Yeah. All right, go back to the receivers. So, yeah, I like Ridley. Ridley's the only true one. Or 1A on that list, in my opinion.
He really is. And the O-linemen, it'll be interesting to see which O-linemen make it to free agency. And then if they can't grab Ridley, Hollywood Brown, if they don't have any solution, legit solution at receiver, they're going to have to pounce on whoever drops to the third round. in the draft.
Here's the thing, though. If we don't get Ridley, whoever's left is going to get a big bump up in salary because they know, hey, there's nobody else. They're going to get probably 20% more than they should because it's slim pickings. Yeah. But
yes,
this receiver draft is really, really deep. You might have a couple go in the first 10, 15 picks or more than that, a handful. So I don't know. I mean, you could find guys in the second, third round. What's the whispers on the mock drafts who we're looking at for our second, you know, third round? Do we have a second round pick?
We do not. And okay. Here's where it's perfect for the Jets. It's a deep receiver class, which it always is every year. And everyone's saying next year is not as deep. This is what we say every year, folks. And then the college football season plays out and it changes.
Yeah.
The way the game's played, receiver, tight end will always be deep. Always. But what really benefits the Jets this year is the tackle position. The O-line at tackle is deep. Mm-hmm. And if they like a guy like J.C. Latham, they could trade down from 10 to 15 or 16, anywhere in the 15 to 20 range, grab that guy, get extra picks, maybe a second, third, maybe a second if they're willing to part with a mid-round pick as well. So I think a trade down, if they like one of those tackles, it could net them their receiver.
So we can get that second round pick back. But after all, the kid from Penn State and the kid from Oregon State, is it Fashanu, a huge drop off, or you could still find, I don't know.
No, right now, and shout out Joe Blewett, Jets X Factor Films are, Blewett likes, and this is preliminary for everyone listening, but Blewett likes J.C. Latham a lot. He might have tweeted it out, but he's still got more work to do, but he likes J.C. Latham a lot.
I don't know much about him.
He's a big Alabama, just mauler. And people compare him to Becton. He's not exactly Becton, but in terms of measurables, he's got the long arms. He's the top of the class in terms of measurables. And if Douglas liked Becton 4 years ago, he's going to like Latham. So I think let's go to tackle here instead of receiver. So I think between all, I mean, all is still a dream for me. You got Fashanu. Odds on favorite, I think, is Fashanu right now to be a Jet at 10. Then there's Fuaga, the Oregon State kid, as you mentioned. Amarius Mims, who's just a beast. He's raw. I'm losing my vision. Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma, and then J.C. Latham. So it's going to be interesting. There's plenty of guys, and that could net a trade down.
Yeah. You ever notice the position of tackle or whatever is always top 10 or all from like huge schools? You never get like skill position guys come from like D2 schools or, random places, running backs. But you never see like the top tackles come from smaller programs.
Very rarely.
I don't know if there's a size difference in the smaller schools or skill level. It's all big names, you know?
I think so. Like the smaller the school gets, the smaller the conference, not smaller, but the more fringe the conference gets, and then different play styles contrast with one another. They're more, I don't want to say wacky, but they're not traditional. They're not as traditional. So then there's more uncertainty there, I think, at the pro level with the tackles.
Plus they're going against edge rushers that are their top 10 picks in the draft. So, receiver. I mean,
here's the receiver for everyone listening. Marvin Harrison, the receiver list. And it's loaded. Harrison, Malik Nabers is a stud. I think the drop-off between Nabers and Odunze is huge. But, you know, Odunze is no slouch. And then you get to guys like Xavier Worthy, who ran the 40 time. He broke the record. Did you see that, the 40 time record?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 4.10. I know Wayne always says it. There's a difference between running in track shorts and football equipment, so don't go too crazy.
Yeah. I tell you, it's the Underwear Olympics.
Underwear Olympics in Indianapolis.
Still gotta catch the ball. I don't care. Listen, let me break it down for people. He's running a 4.21, fastest ever. It's crazy. Sick athlete. You can't teach speed like that. But I can't remember the last time I ran a straight line on the field.
Yeah.
You catch the ball when you're going, they're never going to catch you. You get a seam, but it's not all about running nine routes.
And even
that's
you're
all
not
they
even
want
running
to
straight.
Do, but yeah,
you don't even
that's
run
all
straight.
They want him to do, but you got to get off the jam. And but he just made himself millions of dollars by running that, and he deserves it.
Yeah, and to your point, you don't even run straight with nine routes. You gotta lean in, create space, stem the route beforehand. So,
you get Sauce or Revis, you know, you're on the right side and they jam you up with the inside leverage and ride you to the freaking Gatorade thing.
yeah. Underwear.
The second defender, the slot, you know, you got guys inside out, you know, bracket. The outside corners use the sideline as their second defender.
Yeah.
So we'll see. He's going to get drafted high.
Yeah. Underwear protects you, but not in that way. Not against a Nickelback.
No.
So these guys right here, you know, Troy Franklin is no chance. He drops to the third. But you got other guys like Malachi Conley, Roman Wilson, Devontae Walker, who's got the prototypical size they need, 6'3", 200 pounds, out of North Carolina. Brendan Rice, too. We don't think any of these guys are going to drop to the Jets in the third round yet. It happens every year where a couple of them do. So I think that's where they're going to strike at receiver in a third. However, it's going to be rough if they can't grab a Ridley or a veteran receiver in free agency.
Yeah. I'm looking at, you know, we go all over the place with this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at 16 and 17 from Washington. And then you got the other kid. What do you think about the quarterback, Penix? Do you think he's the real deal? I'm looking. He's got three receivers in the top 15 and probably, you know, the second or third.
Yeah.
Did he impress you at all to the combine?
Penix scares me because he just doesn't have a strong arm. And
it's weird.
Yeah. Listen, he's really Tua in a nutshell. And, you know, it took McDaniel to really get the best out of Tua. I think Penix is going to need a strong quarterback's coach. Yeah. Because it's about anticipation, and he could anticipate throws, no question about it. But he's going to have to be developed in a lot of different ways. He's not a day one, all right, go out and get him kind of kid.
You know what's interesting too? I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's weird. It's like with Tua, lefties, it's so smooth. Lefty hitters, lefty quarterbacks, lefty pitchers. It looks weird.
Yeah.
When lefties throw, like Tua looks like he's shot putting it. There's a video, I don't know if anybody ever saw it, of it's a mirror image. So everybody that's a righty is throwing lefty. So you can see Mahomes or Brady or anybody throwing lefty in the video. It looks bizarre to see them throwing a righty throwing lefty. Somewhere you got to find it to see Mahomes and Brady throwing lefty. It's hysterical.
Yeah. I didn't see that one. The only one I saw was Tua throwing righty, and it looks so much cleaner.
Let's say Tua sucks. He sucks. So Tua sucks. Yeah, they won games. So
yeah,
he's doing something right.
You know, I'll tell you the smoothest lefty I think I've ever seen throw was Boomer. Boomer threw so smooth.
It landed. How many lefties? Who are we thinking about? Freaking Largent's quarterback.
Yeah.
Zorn.
Yes. Zorn, Boomer, obviously too. Steve Young. Steve Young.
Yeah, that's the best. Boomer's the only lefty I ever played in college, pros or high school.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah,
it is rare, man. Plunkett a lefty too?
No.
No, who was the other
Raiders? Stabler,
I'm thinking of. Yeah, the snake. Yeah, Stabler's lefty.
I don't know. Yeah, Young is the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT lefty for sure.
Oh, Hawk said Michael Vick. Yeah, he's slinging 70 yards.
Oh, like that's right. Morning. Yeah, Vick had a strong arm, and he was smooth too. It was a little bit of a longer delivery, but man, he had a rocket.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through, since we advertised it, we'll take 5-8 minutes, shouldn't be too long, to run through the mock draft simulator. Okay. Now that we set the table. Let's see here. It should be, right now with the Jets, I think trade down is the biggest it's either Fashanu or trade down, I think, are one and two. Fuaga is sneaky in terms of maybe Fuaga, maybe Douglas has fallen in love with Fuaga. But I would say Fashanu or trade down for Latham right now, one and two.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Yeah, so for everyone out there listening, while Wayne takes a look at comments, ask Wayne anything before we jump off here. We have about 10 minutes left, and we're going to go through the offseason simulator just released last week. We're going to have version 2 soon to get rid of some of the guys that are no longer available, at least reportedly. It's not locked
in stone. The lock can change. When that timer hits.
Exactly. And we'll put the offseason simulator link in the description. Won't take too much time on this. Shout out to Ryan Gray. Find him on Twitter or X at Ryan2Gray. Let's enter this bad boy. You could see this on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And going forward,
yeah,
for Jet fans, and you see if you agree with me, don't get excited if day one we're not, you know, have the checkbook out. A lot of teams do that with the shock value and this and that. And Joe has and Sal have a way of like finding the diamonds in the rough and the guys like that and the Quincy Williams and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to make a big splash, but there's good people out there. But, you know, like you say, looking at the first one, Devontae Adams, I don't know if they can get him.
Yeah, no, we'll probably remove this trade from the – it's funny. When we release the simulator, fans rarely do unrealistic things before the next version comes out. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you can get Devontae in the simulator, but they bypass it because they want it to be as realistic as possible,
right?
Which makes sense. Another option, Sam Howell for a sixth-round pick. We'll bypass it because it's probably not realistic. This is what we didn't touch on. Cortland Sutton, Wayne.
Right.
If they could get Cortland Sutton, I would take him, even if you're giving up a third round pick for instead of Ridley, I would do that in a heartbeat.
He's the big body.
Yes.
Listen, someone mentioned Lazard. Any faith in Lazard? I was in the sideline a couple of times. That guy is put together, man. He's a big dude. I wish he would play, you know, as big as he looks. I don't think he had the confidence once Rodgers went down. I'm sure he'll get it back, but
yeah,
Cortland's another guy like that can fight for the 50-50 ball.
Yeah, and you know, when you're looking for deals and value and trades, what do? You target the teams that are turning everything over,
yeah,
that are building from scratch, and that's Denver. So let's accept this deal to get Sutton on the team. We're going to add about $7.5 million. Let's go back to trade, see what else. Sam Howell, now let's not do that. Judy, no, that's not going to happen. Nope, definitely not Ayuk. Garrett Bowles, no.
Ayuk's going to get paid.
Yeah, Ayuk's not going anywhere. We like to entice fans with some stretches in the simulator to see who puts out the outlandish stuff on social media, get some buzz going. I love when people put out like an OBJ or Jamal Adams on the Jets screenshot.
Oh,
it just gets everyone riled up.
Please no. No Jamal Adams.
So we're not going to go for Jamal in the simulator? My whole plan is squashed.
Listen, he had it made, man. He was going to run New York. He was running New York, and they weren't even like, you know, we weren't super successful. I mean, the fans loved him, so many jerseys, and he didn't want to be here. He chose to leave. He wanted the money, all these different things. Got the contract, played like 5 games in 3 years. So, you know, he didn't want to be on my team. And like I said, man, the fans adored him. Shame he left, but, you know, we don't need him.
I agree. That bridge is burnt. And then the other thing we didn't touch on, Bryce Huff. He's not going to get tagged. It's just too difficult. There are trades in here to get rid of him, but that's a rare option where you tag and trade him. And I think the deadline was today, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah, he's good, man.
Yeah, he's a solid player, but can they get him back in a long-term deal? It doesn't look great right now.
I think if they didn't invest such a high pick in McDonald, that they would sign him. They have to put that kid on the field, you know?
Yeah. The last trade will –
Is Zach – can we get a sixth-round pick for him?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But we'll accept it because there's only two options here. So the second trade we'll make is Zach Wilson to the Cardinals for round six. And then we continue. There's Gastineau, a nice little picture of Gastineau. Continue to the re-sign your guys section. We have $19 million in cap space right now. Also, that number is going to go up. Version two will have the new cap number, which helps the Jets. Bryce Huff will bypass for now. Lawson is definitely not coming back. Dwayne Brown, not coming back. Whitehead will be an interesting one. 1 year for $3 million here, who will probably get paid more, so we'll let him go. Quentin Jefferson, 2 for 9, 30 years old. Chuck Clark, 1 for 2.5, coming off a big injury. Maybe able to sign him. Zerline, 1 for 3. We'll sign Zerline.
Greg the leg.
Solomon Thomas, 1 for 3. I'd sign Solomon Thomas. Bring some extra depth back for cheap along the interior. McGovern, 1 for 1.9. I would do that for depth. Ashton Davis, 1 for 2. Special teams, third safety. Let's do it. Morstead, 1 for 1.5. Get that special teams unit back together. Zerline and Morstead. Al Woods, 1 for 1.2. It's up in the air whether he comes back, but that's a good deal, so we'll take it. Bryce Hall, probably moving on. Becton, probably moving on. Yeboah, we could bring back for depth, 1 for 1.1. So now we are $5.8 million. Clear space here, Wayne. So we have 10 different options, restructures and cuts. Another thing we haven't touched on, they have cut CJ Uzama today.
I was just about to ask, when you said Yeboah, was going to say Conklin or Uzama, because Ruckert's coming along, but one of those tight ends.
Gone.
I think Conklin's the guy you want to keep. He made some
Conklin and Ruckert are 1 and 2 right now because they cut. See, the thing about the Jets right now, they've been nice guys. They've done everything right. You know, in the media, Jamal was disgruntled, doing crappy things behind the scenes. Elijah doing crappy things behind the scenes. The Jets have played it like nice guys. I think now with cutting Lakin Tomlinson and then cutting Uzama, they're sort of sending somewhat of a stern message that it's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Hey, bud, Matthew said, where's the simulator? I don't see it on the site. Just so
is it his comment?
Yeah, I just want, I don't know if that's true or not. I know you showed it. Is it? I know it's easy to find.
I'll link everyone in the description of the video after it's over. But if you go to the site, it's under the membership menu. Hover over it. If you're on mobile, click it and it'll drop down a sub menu. If you're on desktop, just hover over the membership menu and it'll be there. It'll be an option.
Okay.
We're already at 7:32. So let's breeze through this here. There's restructure options, which help out a lot. So we'll do those. DJ Reed, Quincy, Mosley, Quinnen, which is not going to happen with Quinnen, but the other three possible, JFM, that's 5 moves. We could cut 5. So let's cut Lakin and Uzama because they're already gone. If I could find them. I think we'll keep Sauce. Okay, Lakin's gone. And Uzama's gone. We are up to $41 million. All right, we're cooking. And that's pretty realistic, actually. 3 more to cut.
McDonald's making that much money.
Where is McDonald's? Where do you see McDonald's here?
Scroll down there. How much is he making?
How come I can't find him? Oh, here we go. Yeah, because he was a first-round pick.
Wow.
And he only played 1 year. So going into a second year, if you cut him, you'd be down. You'd have a lot of dead cap, and you'd be down about $9 million. So,
how'd you like to be the Broncos right now?
Oh my god! That's
like $80 million in dead money.
What a blunder! Hey, you know, it's a blunder that the Jets could capitalize on. Send Sutton to Florham Park, folks.
Yeah.
So, all right. Two more cuts. Malik Taylor. Nah, we'll keep Malik Taylor. Let's just roll to free agency. All right, $42 million for the folks listening on podcast audio only. We have $42 million going into free agency. We see names like Danielle Hunter, Mike Evans, OBJ, Russell Wilson, because he's eventually going to get cut. Let's sort it out by O-tackle first.
What about the dude from Big Boy from Dallas?
Tyron Smith.
I think the Patriots are big on him. What about Bakhtiari? He's from Green Bay, right?
Yeah, Bakhtiari. We could go for Bakhtiari. He's on this list, 1 year for $4 million. And that's the thing. Bakhtiari is a guy you'd want to sign as an extra guy. You don't want to rely on him because of all the injuries. But 1 year, $4 million, Aaron Rodgers' buddy, let's give it a shot. Yeah. He accepts. So we have Bakhtiari on the team as a safety net. I can't find Tyron Smith.
I didn't see him.
I could have sworn he was on here in version one. All right. Well, we got to get Tyron Smith in there unless he's hidden at guard or something. Let's see. Ah, that's a terrible job. All right. Well, we promise you all we'll have version two out soon. Tyron Smith and Jonah Williams are both not there.
Yeah. Like you
so
said,
we got to get both of them.
Preliminary. A lot's going to change in this week. So, you know, the second model is going to have, you know, everything you need and with the new news.
Oh, yeah. So there'll be many versions. We'll have version two this week, and then we'll have version three right when the league year starts.
Yeah.
And then all the tampering happens where version four comes out afterwards. So we got Bakhtiari. Let's see here. $38 million in cap space. Do we go another tackle if we like any? Trenton Brown, maybe? We could try for Trent Brown and load up.
One two year deals is obviously the move with some of these guys and the older guys.
Let's do Trenton Brown. He accepts. All right, so we're pretty solid at tackle. Very rarely do the first two accept. Interior O line, $26 million left. Hurst is an option. Hunt is an option. I mean, we are really loading up at line, so we might not even have to go. Let's go receiver first. I mean, we brought in Sutton. Evans, we're not going to do. Not realistic. OBJ, Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Kendrick Bourne, which could be an option. Marquise Brown, again, deep threat. Nice deep threat, but, you know, not that prototype. Calvin Ridley. You want to go Calvin Ridley?
That's the guy I want.
Let's do it. He accepts. We're 3 for 3. How about this?
I like his route runner, man. And he's
smart.
Good, he's a good player.
Extremely smart. So $14 million left. You know, it's not going to play out this way. There's going to be a lot of low-level signings to fill out the depth chart. Let's go back up quarterback.
Jacoby I would take Tyrod Taylor. I would take Mariota. I would take Winston.
You take Winston back.
Baker's going to resign.
Minshew, I think Brissett's my number one right now, between Brissett and Minshew.
Listen, someone who just is prepared to go in there has someone who's had some success and success with not like, you know, grade A receivers and grade A talent around them, but someone, you know, not just a game manager, but someone that could win games in the fourth quarter. Brissett, Tyrod Taylor, Winston Martin, these guys have shown it. Maybe it was a couple of years ago, but I would feel more comfortable having them in there than, you know, some of the guys we have.
How about Russell Wilson? Mike, you hear Mikey Tannenbaum suggested Russell Wilson be the backup with the Jets.
We don't need that headache and that drama.
Yeah, completely agree. Yeah. All right, let's go Brissett. Brissett rejected us, Wayne.
All right.
Tyrod Taylor or Minshew? I think those are the two. Minshew is 1 for 8. Tyrod Taylor is 1 for 5. Let's go savings and go Tyrod Taylor rejects us. No one wants to play behind Aaron Rodgers. So let's go Minshew.
Minshew comes in and wins.
Minshew rejected us.
Minshew is made for New York.
He really is, especially as a backup. That would be the perfect personality spot.
You don't know who's going to pop up. You don't know who's gonna end up popping up.
No, how about Darnold? A Darnold reunion.
I liked him.
Winston. Okay, Jameis Winston accepts. We're down to $8 million. Let's fill out the roster in some sort of way here. D-tackle is probably a quick little extra need. Who's the guy I was aiming for? We might have to go D-tackle in the draft. Do we have a safety? Oh, there's Jamal Adams. You sure? No Jamal?
No.
I was trying to get you right there. All right, Micah Hyde.
Vet, good vet.
1 for 5. Well, let's try it. Hyde. Hyde's on the team.
Okay.
Very not likely to happen, but we'll take it.
Well, you're not going to sign really any, you know, there'll be guys who come in and they're coming into a starting role. No competition. Now it's about filling, guys who could fill in or rotate or, if lucky, that can earn the starting job.
Correct. All right. So we're going to move on to the draft now. The last leg of this. And, how lucky are we to get Joe Wall on the board still? Look at this. So Caleb Williams, 1, Drake May, 2, Marvin Harrison, 3, Malik Nabers, 4, Jaden Daniels, 5. See, if I'm Washington, I'm taking Jaden Daniels over May every time. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Brock Bowers, Penix, Dallas Turner.
McCarthy, the kid from Michigan.
Is going top 10 now, probably. Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah. So we'll take Alt just because he's there, but most likely it'll be Fashanu. Or again, look at the tackles. Fashanu's there. If Fashanu's there and Latham's there and Fuaga's there, even Mims to a degree, they could trade down very easily. But we'll take Alt. We won't mess around with any.
Cool. This is cool.
We won't mess around with any trade down options because we're already running past 30 minutes. But you can trade down in this too. You can trade down and trade up.
If you can't see this, this is actually doing the draft simulation as it goes. And be curious if you do draft contests with your friends, kind of like a fantasy draft, but with the draft, I would look at this because this might be dead on.
So these rankings, these draft rankings, again, it's still version 1, so it's about 2 weeks old. We got to update this. But as a whole, there's a lot of mock draft simulators out there in the world. You know, PFF, PFN. PFN is probably my favorite. They do a great job. Pro Football Network.
Yeah.
But nobody has an off-season, entire off-season simulator like this. And this is very bare bones, but it gets the job done as long as it's updated. So we're going to...
What's the next pick? What number?
We're going to continue fleshing this out. It is, let's see. Oh, we got rid of, okay, I forgot already. We got rid of our round 3 pick for Sutton, which is okay. Right. So we're round 4. So instead of worrying about the receiver, we're round 4, pick 11. Yeah, I'm losing my vision. My contacts are just killing me. Round 4, pick 11. Roman Wilson from Michigan still there. That should not be the case. But again, people fall in love with mock boards. Yeah. Receivers always drop.
Things happen.
That's enticing to go Roman Wilson. They definitely need a back still, but you could get a back in a lot of different places. We're loaded at O-line. Interior might be a little light, but might not be able to pass up Roman Wilson. I mean, let's check out the receivers, Wayne.
So if you leave day one or, to the third round and you pick up Alt and Courtland Sutton.
Yep.
I would say
home run.
That would be pretty good.
Home run. Even if it's Fashanu and Sutton.
Yeah.
Or
they trade back and get Latham, kid from Oregon State, and really, I mean, there's this, you know,
there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
Also, Luke McCaffrey, you see this kid, this is Christian McCaffrey's really younger brother and Ed McCaffrey's son.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the craziest athletic kid. He's athletic, don't get me wrong, but he's smart, good pedigree. I wonder if the Jets have any interest in this kid. If he slips to round four, I don't know if he
will. He's got it in his blood, man. It's in his DNA.
He does. And Roman Wilson's not the prototypical guy, but we got Sutton already. But let's load up. Since we've been talking O-tackle and receiver, let's just keep going down that route. Roman Wilson, two fourth-round picks. So now two picks later, round four, pick 13. Now we're getting into areas where I'm not too read up on. So we're not going to put too much thought into this.
We could go to the later rounds closer so we know what's going on. We get more news. We're at 40 minutes. I feel, this is a long one. We'll hear more whispers and needs and all that stuff the closer we get, because you know guys are going to, you know, the flavor of the month kind of thing, where all of a sudden, like you said, on a pro day, they run again or throw and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's going to be, and by the way, the podcast next week is going to be pretty good, because it's going to mirror, it's going to come close to the league year, the start of the league year. And here's the review while we wrap the podcast up. The team looks like this: Rodgers, Jameis Winston, Breece Hall, Izzy, Bowden at receiver, Garrett Wilson with Xavier Gibson, Sutton, Ridley, Roman Wilson. I mean, geez, this is a good team. Tight end, a little light. Conklin, Ruckert, Yeboah. That's okay. Offensive line, you got Bakhtiari, Trent Brown, all Tippmann. I mean, this is a home run. If their team looked anything like this, you'd be ecstatic.
Hey, listen, sometimes dreams come true, man.
Absolutely.
I trust in Joe and Salah. Like you said, they'll make moves. Maybe they'll surprise us, you know?
Absolutely. All right, folks. Hey, check out the JetX Offseason Simulator at JetsX Factor. Use discount code 80. It works. Gets a nice discount. And rate and review on iTunes, and we'll catch you next Monday. Wayne, finish us off here.
Yeah, thanks for joining in. Like I said, check out the simulator. It's awesome. And we'll be back next week, you know, and see what news breaks. And I appreciate you tuning in.
All right. Catch you guys later.